I am more than a conqueror. Intercessory prayer guidelines for vengeance towards continuous church growth. Prayer number one. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil resisting the continuous growth of this church, and let the effect be evident in all of our services this year. Anchor scripture, Isaiah 63, verse 4. Prayer number two. Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every plan and purpose of hell against the church growth agenda for the year 2022, and let the effect be manifested in all of our services all through the year. Anchor scripture, Isaiah 14, verse 24. Prayer number three. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the destruction of every agent of the devil against the full delivery of the More Than a Conqueror church growth agenda for the year 2022. Anchor scripture, Job 22, verse 28. Prayer number four. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that every gang up against the continuous growth of this church be crushed, resulting in the continuous influx of abiding multitudes into this church. Anchor scripture, Job 5, verse 12. Prayer number five. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree null and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continuous growth of this church, thereby leading to the ingathering of abiding multitudes this year. Anchor scripture, Isaiah 8, verses 9 through 10. Prayer number six. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby leading to supernatural multiplication of membership this year. Anchor scripture, Exodus 12, verse 12. Prayer number seven. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival in this church be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of record-breaking multitudes into this church. Anchor scripture, Isaiah 49, verses 25 through 26. Prayer number eight. Father, in the name of Jesus, arise and scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby turning us into a city without walls this year. Anchor scripture, Psalms 68, verses 1 through 2. Prayer number nine. Father, in the name of Jesus, reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. Anchor scripture, Psalms 11, verse 6. Prayer number 10. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever the agents of the devil gather to plan any hurt against this church and the individual members, let the fire of God descend to consume them, leading to the continuous influx of abiding multitudes into this church this year, 2022. Anchor scripture, Isaiah 54, verse 15. Prayer number 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, plead the cause of this church and fight those that fight against her continuous growth, resulting in the continuous influx of abiding multitudes all through this year. Anchor scripture, Psalm 35, verse 1. Prayer number 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the destruction of every spell, curse, and enchantment against the glorious destiny of every member of this church this year. Anchor scripture, Colossians 2, verses 14 through 15. Prayer number 13. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this church be judged. Anchor scripture, 2 Kings 2, verses 23 to 24. Prayer number 14. Father, in the name of Jesus, we invoke the vengeance of the Holy Ghost against all agents of the devil resisting the salvation of everyone ordained unto eternal life across our harvest field. Anchor scripture, Acts 13, verses 8 through 12. Prayer number 15. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land and all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in the ingathering of abiding multitudes this year. Anchor scripture, Exodus 12, verse 12. Prayer number 16. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Anchor scripture, Ezekiel 34, verse 25. Prayer number 17. Father, by the blood of Jesus, silence every voice seeking to manipulate people from coming to this church, thereby resulting in supernatural multiplication all through this year. Anchor scripture, Titus 1, verses 10 through 11. Prayer number 18. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we invoke speedy judgment upon all forces of hell, restraining people from getting saved across our harvest field this year. Anchor scripture, Exodus 12, verses 12 through 13. Prayer number 19. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every force delaying the release of More Than a Conqueror order of breakthroughs and testimonies of every member of this church be destroyed. Anchor scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Prayer number 20. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our new converts from being established in this church, and let the effect be seen all through the year 2022. Anchor scripture, Exodus 11, verse 1. Prayer number 21. Father, in the name of Jesus, prepare your instrument of death for every unrepentant agent of the devil seeking to destroy any member of this church this year. Anchor scripture, Psalm 7, verses 12 through 13. Prayer number 22. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume every agent of the devil seeking to frustrate the full delivery of the prophetic agenda of More Than a Conqueror order of church growth for the year. Anchor scripture, Hebrews 12, verse 29. Prayer number 23. Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every satanic oppression tormenting any of our new converts and new members all through this year, so they can be established both in the faith and in this church, Winners Chapel, New York. Anchor scripture, Psalm 10, verse 15. And lastly, prayer number 24. Father, in the name of Jesus, strike at the wicked and deliver all challenged winners, new converts, and new members from their wickedness, thereby establishing them in this church. Anchor scripture, Psalm 7, verse 9. You are more than a conqueror. Jesus is Lord.